This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Donor-advised funds from DAF Giving 360. Your clients can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or appreciated assets like real estate. It's a simple, tax-smart way to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org/advisors.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Let's go to the fan hotline. He covers Major League Baseball for The Athletic. He is newsletter The Windup. Must read. Go to The Athletic. You can sign up for it. He's Levi Weaver. Levi, good to have you with us again.
Hey, Levi.
Yeah. Happy to talk to you guys again.
Hard shell, soft shell for your tacos?
Oh, give me soft shell.
No kidding. Doesn't that make it not a taco?
No, listen, man. I live in Texas. We got the taco scene pretty down pat here. If you guys ever come hang with me, I will make you some breakfast tacos that will change your life.
Oh, wow. What's in them? Just tell me. I'm happy. Just tell me what's in them.
So I prefer a little steak. I go with eggs. I make a lime juice and sour cream sauce that I put on it, and then I pickle my own jalapenos and onions.
So you lose me on the jalapenos, but we're good on that. Onions, so-so. Okay, keep going.
Yeah, a little bit of garlic. It's a little cilantro on top. Yeah, it's a good one.
All right, That sounds serious.
Yeah. You know, Jeff lived in Beaumont for a while. I know he's excited when you said Texas.
Yeah,
that's why.
There you go. Hey, our Guardians continue to show us that they're a 500 team, don't they? I mean, you get hot, looking really good, then you're not hot. Then you get hot again. Now you've lost five or six again in a pennant race. What impression does our team give you?
I mean, you're not wrong, but you kind of look around the league and there's a lot of teams like that.
True.
You know, I mean, there's one right here where I live. The Rangers get hot right after the All-Star break, and they're tied for the last wild card spot, and then just absolutely tank. 500 is going to keep you in the wild card race in the American League at this point. And all it's going to take for Cleveland to make it into the playoffs, in my opinion, is to just kind of keep treading water and get hot one more time. If they just get hot one more time, I mean, sure, maybe the Mariners and the Yankees and the Red Sox all play better down the stretch, but like, I wouldn't give up hope just yet, but that's not really you expect to be excited when you hear, oh no, the Guardians might be a playoff team, but it's not like an exciting playoff team.
Other than Ramirez, Kwan kind of fell off a little bit here. Is there anything that's intriguing to you as the Guardians if they can get in, especially with small ball? I can understand. Like, I think you reflect the national perspective on this. And I got to tell you, folks who are on here get frustrated with lack of offense. Real quick.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I think their bullpen is interesting. It's been really cool to watch some of those guys. Like Sobrowski has been really good in the second half. Nick Enright is a great story, recovered from cancer. When Class A went on administrative leave, you kind of think, man, that's really going to tank their bullpen, not having him at the back end. They've been fine. So that's interesting to me. But you're right. I mean, from an offensive standpoint, it's... Daniel Schneeman, like, is he exciting? Not particularly. He's hitting what, like 225. So it is a rough go at the plate for the Guardians.
Levi Weaver joining us from The Athletic. The idea was, okay, go home, and August 31st, you're not allowed to be with the team for Luis Ortiz and Emmanuel Clase. I can't imagine they're coming back. I wonder what's going to happen next year and beyond, Levi. What are you hearing about the situation with the gambling investigation with those guys? And what do you think their future is?
What's weird is I'm not hearing anything at all. Yeah. I mean, MLB has kept a pretty tight lid on all of this. Best case scenario is that one or both of them are determined to not have been at fault. And, hey, you know, sorry that you missed some games, but we had to do our due diligence. Worst case scenario is if they're involved in gambling in a game that they're playing, that's a lifetime ban. So that could be the end of both careers if they are found to be guilty. But as far as like any whispering or rumors or, yeah, I think it's going to go this way or that, I've heard nothing, which is honestly a little surprising.
Is it tough for Major League Baseball to balance taking the gambling dollars and yet watching it like they have with Ortiz and Class A? And because I would think it's a little bit of a fine line that they really spell out to players. Players know what they're supposed to do and what they're not supposed to do, but still, that's kind of a fine line.
I mean, that's one way of putting it. I think I would probably use the word hypocrisy about it.
Another word?
Yeah, I don't think that it's good for the sport, and I understand there's a lot of money in it. And it's sort of this horseshoe theory of like, you know, I'm not a prude. I'm not trying to be a fundamentalist about it. And, you know, gambling is evil, but you kind of get all the way back around to, yeah, it's not good for the sport. Baseball has done well to distance themselves from gambling for a very long time. And it did not take very long. Now that it's become more legal and more widespread, it didn't take very long. These are not the first two guys that we've seen popped for this. Tucapita Marcano, I think, was the guy's name last year with the Pirates, banned for life. So you start to see it creep back in. And the big risk is that baseball loses its trust with the fans. I mean, we saw this boxing was a similar thing, right? Like, boxing used to be the biggest sport in America.
Sure was.
Mm-hmm. And
this episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, you can potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free and give now or over time by donating cash, publicly traded securities, or non-cash assets like real estate and crypto. With over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together, DAF Giving 360 can help you make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You know, gambling controversy after gambling controversy, and like, who's the heavyweight champion of the world right now? I have no idea. I don't know. It fell out of relevance. It's been passed by MMA. So baseball really, and the other sports as well, all of the major sports have really got to take a hard look at how much is this money worth? Is it worth this money to lose the fans' trust that these games are being played without gambling interference?
Yeah, I the interesting part of this, though, is how they jumped on it, and that if you're Major League Baseball, you're saying, look, we have these relationships with our gambling partners, and that's how we know, and that's how we know so quick, so that the league feels like they have more clarity in being able to police the situation. Do you see that as a positive, that the league, okay, look, you know, because I'm just like you. Like, I've always thought Major League Baseball was kind of hypocritical, even from the minute they took a dollar from a lottery. You know, talk about this anti-gambling, you go to every ballpark in America, and at one point you would see the lottery commission. I'm like, you know, isn't that kind of gambling? I know it's a different kind of gambling, but it's weird. But the fact that they're able to jump on this and say, well, look, now we have transparency because the folks that are betting and they're doing it illegally, we know right away. Like, that's kind of a weird part of the relationship too, isn't it?
Yeah. I mean, that's what will be used to justify the continued influx of gambling dollars for sure. And right, it could be worse. They could be not doing that, you know? But just, I guess if you want to take the other side of the argument that I just made, you could say, hey, maybe this was going on all along on a gambling black market. These things happen. And because they were so, I mean, the first pitch of the bat's going to be a ball. Who blinks an eye when a pitcher throws a ball?
Nobody. Exactly.
You know, so maybe this was always going on and now they're just catching it. You could make that argument. I don't know. It's how much of I'll never be able to know the answer to this question, but I would love to know how much of it was going on before and now they're catching it versus what I think is the case that the increased spread of sports betting and especially prop bets and kudos to the, you know, some of the gambling companies have banned these prop bets because of the situation and, you know, good for them. I can't say for sure which it is, but I think the more access that there is to gambling, the more that people will try to get around it because the allure is there.
Levi Weaver joining us from The Athletic. Right now, American League, let's think playoffs for a second. First place teams are Toronto, Detroit, Houston. I like Seattle. I like some of the moves they made at the trade deadline. Do you have a team to beat in the American League?
No. I don't.
That's the problem, right?
I mean, maybe Detroit. They were really good in the first half, stumbled a bit in the second half. I think they've got some interesting pieces, and anytime you've got Tarek Skubal on in your rotation, that's going to benefit you in the postseason. I'll be really interested to see tomorrow. Shane Bieber makes his Blue Jays debut, and if Shane Bieber is anything like he was before his Tommy John surgery. And I suspect it's going to take 4 or 5 starts for him to kind of really get back into form and maybe longer. Maybe it doesn't happen this year that they get that version of Shane Bieber. But if he is, and you add him to that rotation, their offense has been very good. There's a scare with Vladimir Guerrero Jr.'s hamstring recently. He's apparently okay, should be back in the lineup soon. Toronto could be pretty scary if Bieber is very good. But no, I don't even think Houston's going to win the division. Seattle could be fun. I really like their rotation. Their offense has been better this year. Cal Raleigh is having a historic season.
Isn't he, though?
So maybe those three as my favorites in the AL, but I couldn't point to one and be like, well, definitely them and then the rest of the pack. It's, I think, one of those three.
I just to kind of go back to the Guardians here for a second, Parker Messick got the start yesterday, first start ever. It was really cool. It was a great story. Unfortunately, the team lost the game. But, you know, Jeff and I were sitting here debating by the fact that you put him on the hill at all to make his major league debut. Are you already turning the page towards development by doing that and sending Joey Cantillo down? Or do you believe that Parker Messick, like, gives this team the little bit of hope that they have to say, no, what, season's not over, and we're still trying for this, and now we have a guy we think can win games for us?
I mean, you guys will have a better beat on that than I will as far as what their thinking is. I think that they, in a situation like this, you almost kind of have to just go with let's go with the development, what's going to make us better for the years to come, and if we happen to win this year, great. But honestly, do they have a chance to win the World Series? I kind of don't think so. So I don't know that you can really like delay development for the sake of this season, even if it might be a playoff team, even if they're somewhat close to a playoff spot. I think the big picture probably is to get be as good as you can in 26 and 27.
Levi Weaver from The Athletic, The Windup, your newsletter, free. We like that.
Oh, good job.
People can just go to The Athletic and pick it up, right? Sign up for it.
Absolutely. Yeah, it's free. The link is a little weird, but if you just Google The Windup, The Athletic, and either my name or Ken Rosenthal, that'll be an easier name to remember. He writes that with me every day, so we're easy to find.
And appreciate your time, as always, and the taco recipe as well.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. Taco recipe in there, too.
Thanks.
Yeah, hit me up anytime. I'll give you guys the exact recipe sometime.
There it is.
Down with it.
Levi, thanks, buddy.
All right, take care.
Thanks, Levi man. Weaver.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAFGiving360. You can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and your assets can potentially grow tax-free as you recommend when and where to give. It's a tax-smart way to maximize your charitable giving from a fund with over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together. Make a greater impact with DAFGiving360. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.